love the Lord, say amen. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord. Let's certainly pray for those that are still sick tonight, those that are shut in, things like this. Pray for those in the path of those storms tonight. Pray God's safety be upon us and them. And God's got it under control. There's no doubt about that. He's the one that can say, peace, be still, and it happened. Amen. But let's just go to meeting tonight. Let the Lord have his will and way. We leave when saints being good. Be in the house of the Lord. Amen. So let's pray for each one tonight. Amen. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand tonight. Amen. The Lord knows all about it. Amen. Let's do, we're going to ask everybody to stand tonight. We'll ask your ushers to come around. Receive our evening offering. Ask their blessing upon the service tonight. We'll ask Derek, if he will, ask the blessing.
Forever my soul shall be free. You know, they can still see their little old statues and where they buried and all that. We serve a living God. I want you to listen to the words as Lisa sings this song. How great it is to serve a living God. Listen to the words. But pour the blood. You know, we've sung around a little bit probably about all my life. Never did claim to be a singer, but one day I'm going to be able to sing with the heavenly choir. We're going to sing a song that even the angels don't know. But this song here, you know, it never is popular to talk about the blood. But without the blood of Christ, you know, we'd all be doomed. Never have us in this hope. Choir, help us out now. How about you? But pour the blood.
Right.
me another verse of that. Just play me a verse. They all do such a great job, don't you? Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 8. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 8. Reading through verse number 12. Do you pray for us tonight? Amen. We'll be able to get absent from the body and get praise from the Lord. We leave already. Said it's been a good day to be at Morning View Baptist Church. Amen. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 8. Reading through verse number 12. Amen. The Bible said, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led the captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Look at verse number 9. Now that he ascended, what is it, but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Verse number 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse number 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. And look at verse number 12. This is going to come from tonight. The Bible said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I thank you, Lord, for being with us tonight in your presence. Lord, that we have felt here today, God. Lord, without it, we'd be nothing. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll touch us tonight. Lord, open our vocal cords. Lord, and give us that strength that we need. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Listen, I want us to look now for just a little while on this right here. Never the Bible said for the perfecting of the saints. Amen. Neighbor tonight. Do you remember this saying tonight when they said, Houston, we got a problem. Amen. You remember when they used to say that? Listen, that was a voice that came from space. Listen, and let them know they were in trouble. Listen, and they have received the plea for help. Amen. Listen, I thought about this. Listen, we have a problem tonight. Amen. Listen, neighbor, and I thought about this. It's with this word that I see in this part right here. That word perfecting. Amen. Listen, as far as I can see, there's not a one of us in here, neighbor, that has reached that perfection tonight. He's still working on me. There's no doubt about this. Listen, but I thought about this. When we see the full verse, listen, or the full chapter, this full text here tonight, listen, what Paul is speaking about, listen, is the ministry. Listen, neighbor, tonight, the perfection of the ministry. Neighbor, that's what he's talking about here in the scripture. Listen, to reach perfection, to strive toward the mark of the high calling of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Listen, and if there's been a time, neighbor, we need to strive for that perfecting of the saints. Listen, it's this day and time, neighbor, that we're living in. Listen, the perfecting of the saints. Listen, he's speaking about, like I said, the ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. And neighbor, I thought about these three things, and neighbor, that we want to give you real quickly tonight, and neighbor, the Lord being our helper. Listen, first of all tonight, number one, listen, that we look at, and neighbor, what is ministry? What is ministry tonight? Is it just something for the preachers? Is it just something for the teachers? preachers. Listen, are the deacons saints like that? Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, ministry. Listen, neighbor, tonight is a working word. Listen, it is a work that we must do. Listen, once that is saved, neighbor, tonight we're all called into the ministry of Christ. Listen, the work. Listen, one writer said, work while it's day, for nighttime cometh when no man shall work. Listen, ministry is for everyone. Listen, that has been saved tonight. Listen, male and female. And I didn't say no preaching, but every one of us tonight, once we've been saved, listen, God gives us a ministry, and that is to work for the honor and glory of God. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, to win the lost. Listen, the opportunity. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, the work at His. Listen, representation tonight. You know that. We're a representation of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. We're His representative. And once we've been saved, listen, we're to be that light that shines out to a lost and dying world. The world to be able to see Jesus in us tonight. We all have a ministry. We all have a work to do. Listen, each and every one of us. Listen, neighbor, tonight, to a lost and dying world. Listen, see, my friend, we are to minister. Listen, we are to go into the highways and byways. Listen, and compel them. The church house may be full. Listen, every one of us tonight is a worker. Listen, I like that song. It says, I'll work, I'll pray, I'll labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. Amen. Listen, He said to perfect our work for God. Listen, and that ought to be. Listen, our desire tonight. Listen, neighbor, is every day. Listen, I may grow stronger and stronger in the admiration of the Lord. Listen, what are you doing, preacher? I'm just trying to perfect my work. Listen, He said, I need the perfecting of the saints. Listen, the work. Listen, neighbor, we don't have a shortage of lost people. Neighbor, we're living in a time. Listen, it seems like men's heart is on evil continually. Listen, so there's a work that must be done. Amen. And so what is ministry tonight? If He's wanting us to perfect it, it is our personal work for the Lord. Listen, He called some this and He called some that, but we're all called to be laborers in the field. Listen, He said to look upon them tonight, for they're already white for harvest. Listen, I wonder tonight, what is our ministry? What is our work, neighbor, tonight? Listen, not only, listen, are we to minister? Listen, every opportunity, neighbor, that we have. But I'm telling you now, as a Christian, listen, if you'll wait around long a while, listen, ministry will come to you. Listen, there'll be somebody, listen, that you can help. There'll be somebody you can share the gospel with. There'll be somebody you can help carry their load. See, my friend, tonight, we don't have to look for ministry. Ministry will look for you. Listen, if we'll just open our eyes, listen, and say, God, allow me to perfect my work for you. Neighbor, tonight, listen, the perfecting of the saints. Listen, the perfecting of the saints, the work and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, the Bible said we're all called tonight. The Bible says we're all called. Amen. Listen, not just this one or just not that one, but each and every one of us tonight, we're all called into the ministry of God. every one of us tonight, we've got a work to do. We've got a labor to do. We got our own vineyard that needs to be took care of. And we got things like this. And when it comes together, when we're all working together, boy, it becomes a powerful thing. Amen. It's just like this right here. When things are working together and you're perfecting your work for God and you're looking to minister and you're looking for ministry to come to you that you may be a witness. Every day we ought to have that on our heart. Every day we ought to have that on our mind. I listen to, who can I witness to today? Who can I be a witness to? Who can I tell about the Lord Jesus Christ? Who can I share the gospel and the love of Christ with? Who can I tell about the church? And who can I tell about the great things that Christ has done for you and I? Working together in a ministry. Working together in a ministry. We have many outreaches in this church. But we've all just got a main ministry, and that's the for the betterment of Morning View Baptist Church. It's just like this. Do you know what the difference between a piece of thread and a rope is? That thread is just one string. It's just a little bitty part. And it ain't very much to it. But Sister Doris, they'll put all those strings together. I used to work at the dye place in Cedartown till they closed down before I went to Haunting. We'd put those strings in there, and they'd go through that machine, and they'd go out, and them things would wind together, and them things would bind together, and they'd come out, and you couldn't hardly tear them apart. I listen, see, that's what the difference between a thread and a rope is. I listen, all those threads put together, it makes that rope strong. It can pull. It can bind. I listen, neighbor, when we're perfecting our ministry, we put all our threads together. In one mind and one accord. It makes us stronger. It gives us a stronger desire. That's what he's speaking about tonight. It's the perfecting of the ministry. Amen. The perfecting of the ministry. What is ministry? It's working for God. It's working for God. Every day, every hour, every minute, 12 months out of the year, 365 days, we can't take a day off. Even on vacation, we got to look to minister out of someone that's in need today. Ministry. Ministry is working for the Lord. What is ministry? And then, number two tonight, what is ministry? Then number two, what is my desire? What is my desire? What is my heart's desire tonight? Do we have a desire to promote Jesus Christ tonight? Do we have a desire, neighbor, to tell a lost and dying world, salvation to man? And do we have that desire in our heart? Do we have that desire that we see souls saved? Do we have that desire? What is our desire for our ministry? Neighbor, tonight, to see the church blossom and to see the church bloom and see your personal relationship with the Lord. See, when we get closer to the Lord personally, when we seek him to be stronger, not only do we get stronger, but it makes the whole church get stronger. It makes that thread into a rope, and we ought to have that desire in our heart tonight. Paul said, we're doing this. I'm calling all these people. I'm calling these preachers. I'm calling these deacons. I'm calling these teachers. I'm calling these singers, not to just have something to do, but I'm calling them for the perfection of the saints. The perfection of the saints. What is my desire? What is my desire? Ministry is and needs to be heartfelt. Ministry is and needs to be heartfelt. It's got to come from the heart. I've always said this: if we're going to win the world, we'll do it by loving them. If we're going to reach people before they die and go to hell, we got to love them. if we're to see things prosper in our life, listen, we got to have a desire to perfect that relationship that I have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, when we get saved, that's just the beginning. We ought to have a desire to draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's got to be heartfelt to have that fire like Jeremiah had, to have that burning on the inside, to perfect in your desire in ministry. See, I thought about this. Every car has to have a tune-up. Every car has to have a tune-up. You know, you need to change your oil. You have to change your oil or this or that. Don't you think every once in a while our spiritual man needs a tune-up? Amen. Boy, that'd be good if everybody come in and prayed all week and said, Lord, let that preacher get up there Sunday morning and give me a tune-up. Give me a tune-up. Tell me where I'm wrong. Show me where I can draw closer to the Lord. Let me have a desire more when I leave than I did when I come in. We all want to have that heartfelt desire to perfect for the saints and the work of the ministry tonight. He said the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. What is ministry? It's working. How's your desire about working for God? How is your desire about working for God for the days that we're living in? We're living in a time where, you see most people, they'll go to church about one time every 2 or 3 months, and it seems like that may be enough. I don't understand that. We ought to have more of a desire than that. We ought to have a desire that, hey, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. Amen. Listen, I'm not talking about this earthly building. I'm talking about this spiritual man. I'm working on the building every day for one reason and one reason only, and that's to reach perfection. That's to reach perfection. He said the perfecting of the saints. The perfecting of the saints. Our spiritual man must be cared for. We must, if we let it go. It's just like my natural self. If I didn't shave, so tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let myself go. And I went all week, or all month, or all year, didn't shave. You know, here I'd come in Sunday morning, look old, gruffly looking. Just old t-shirt on. You know what I'm talking about? Didn't get a haircut. I kind of let my hair grow down to here. It won't happen. Too late for that one, but you know what I'm talking about? I don't come to church like that. I get up, I shave. I hate to shave too, by the way, but anyway, I shave about every day. And, you know, we clean ourselves up to come to the house of God. Oh, y'all look great, man. Y'all look good. Dwayne looking real good tonight. Amen. Man, we look good. We'll take care of the outer man. We want him looking. I'm telling you the truth. Because y'all look in the same mirrors as I do. When you walk out of that mirror, you're thinking you're looking perfect. Is that right, Peggy? Amen. I got one amen. One admitted it. Rest of you will hear Wednesday night sermon. Well, we think, man, you know what? This old boy cleans up good. Here I am. I'm shaved. Got my hair combed. Got a suit on. Man, I'm ready to go. I'm in the house. I'm ready to go to the house of God. Amen. But what about our spiritual man? Are we doing anything to perfect it? Are we doing anything? Do we have a desire on the inside of our heart that says, I want to be better? I want to draw closer to the Lord. I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more. I want to be more involved. I want to be more excited about what God is doing in our life. That's what Paul is speaking here. He said we're doing all these things for one purpose, and that's the perfecting of the saints. Not that we're going to reach perfection, but we're to strive for it. We're to strive for it, for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Amen. What is my desire tonight? When we look ourselves in the mirror and we look our spiritual man in the mirror, I listen and I'm saying, do I have a desire? Sometimes it becomes a burden if we ain't careful. Sometimes it becomes a burden. But we ought to have a desire in our heart to perfect our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ every day, every week, every year, that we draw closer and closer and closer. Amen. So that's what I don't understand. When we see people, they'll come and they, you know, I've seen people even join the church to be baptized, and you got to wait 6 months because they won't be back to baptize them. I don't get it. Or you'll see them and they don't come back on Sunday night, and they don't come back on Wednesday night. I don't understand that. Amen. And that's what I'm talking about, perfecting our desire. Amen. We ought to have a desire to say, hey, you know what? I'm going back on Sunday night. Amen. I got a desire. Matter of fact, I want to be there every time the door's open. There's something going on. I want to be there. Our desire. That's what he's talking about. Listen, so many times we're on the milk and we stay on the milk. But he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man or an adult, I put away those childish things. In other words, I progress. And that's the way it ought to be in our spiritual life with the Lord. Amen. We already know, we sing that song. I want to know more. I think it's page 6. It says, I want to know more about my Lord. But do we really? Do we really? Do we really want to know him? Because I'm going to tell you, to get to know him, there's some conviction that happens. To get to know him better, it takes a better desire of the heart. Paul said, this is for the perfecting of the ministry. Number one, we see what is ministry. Number two, we see what is my desire. What is my desire? When's the last time you promoted Jesus Christ? And I'm not saying he needs promoting, but I'm saying that when's the last time you shared him to a lost and dying world? When is the last time you stood up and said, hey, I'm going to tell you, we got the best church in the country? When's the last time you told somebody that? You know what happens today, folks? We won't talk about all the negatives. We won't talk about all the negatives instead of all the positives. And the world hears that, and then you think they've got a desire to go to God's house? Listening to most Christians today, there'd be more reason to stay home than they are to come. We're to promote it. We're to promote Jesus Christ. We're to tell the world about it. We're to shout it from every housetop how good God is to us tonight. Amen. What is my desire? When it comes to perfecting of the ministry, when it comes to perfecting my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, what is my desire? What is my desire? Notice it starts with me. What is my desire? What is my ministry for the Lord? Then number three, not only do we see what is ministry and what is my desire, but I wonder tonight, what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? Amen. Went to that safety school here the other week ago, and they were showing these videos and you know, of all this safety stuff, and it showed a big old spill. Somebody had spilt something in the floor. And they had a camera up there. Somebody walked by and they said, somebody spilt something. Kept on going. 9 of them come by. They said, that's a big old spill. That's dangerous. Finally, the 10th one come by, fell. Broke a hip. Somebody should have got that up. See, talk's cheap. We can talk about how good we want to serve God. We can talk about how much we want to promote him. But if we just keep walking by this lost and dying world and don't even reach out to them, we think somebody else is going to do it. Guess what? You're in the ministry. You're in the ministry. You're in the ministry. Well, I'm not a preacher. It don't matter. You're a born again. You are a Christian. And God called us to do it. What are we going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? And he said, for the perfecting. See, going to do it with my ministry. Look at verse number 13. Look at verse number 13. Can y'all put that up there for me? How long should we do this? How long should we be striving? How long should we be working? How long should we be laboring? How long have I got to keep working on myself? Look what he says in verse number 13. He said, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See, Christ should be our example. Not me. Like I said, I'm not perfect. Not you. You're not perfect. So who should we strive to be like, and who should our ministry be pressing like and pressing to and pressing for? He said, we're to do it in the unit until everyone's in the unity and the like-mindedness of Jesus Christ. Amen. See, our ministry tonight, number one, is a personal calling. Each one of you, we're all made different. Every one of us, we're different. Your calling is different from mine. Some people can do this, some people, it's like teaching. I don't like to teach. God didn't call me to teach. I don't like to get up and just talk in front of people. I know it's hard to believe, but I don't like to get up and talk to people because I have to rely on the Spirit. And so when you're up talking in front of people and the Spirit hits you, I got to preach. I ain't a teacher. We got some that's got a talent for teaching. But whatever God's called us to do, let's do it for the honor and glory of God to perfect it. See, it's a personal calling. It's a private calling. God whispers in your heart. Amen. And it must be up to us to perfect it. See, God called me to preach. God called me to preach. But it's up to me to perfect it. It's up to me to study. I've never been one. I've heard preachers say, well, I just wait till I get there on Sunday morning and I just get up there and I just preach. Yeah, and you preach the same thing every week. I try to perfect it. I know I'm not somebody going to preach, you're far from. I know I'm the least among the least. But you know what I'm doing tonight? I'm still working on it. I'm still studying. I'm still trying to find sermons. I'm trying to find them from God. I'm trying to find something to preach. I'm a hunting and looking and hunting. Amen. For God to lay something upon my heart day in and day out. You know why? Because I want to perfect it. Somebody said one time, said, you're a perfectionist. When it comes to the Lord, I desire to be. Amen. Thank God. You ought to have a desire to perfect your ministry. What God's called you to do. Amen. You're the only one that can do it. All right, we got to hurry. How do we do the work for the Lord? You got, it's just like anything else. You got to practice it, practice it, practice it. Every day, every chance you get. Promote God, promote God, promote God, promote church, promote one another. See, to perfect it, to perfect something, we must increase our faith. Increase our faith that I may have a greater desire to survive in this world that we're living in. Put verse number 12 back up for me one more time. The perfecting of the saints till we all come into unity. No time to stop. No time to quit. No time to even take a break. Keep working. Keep laboring. Amen. You look around Morning View and we're blessed. We got instrument players everywhere. We got the best singers, I believe, on this side of the state line. Man, we're blessed. You know, we got great Sunday school teachers. It'd be so easy for us to say, you know what, man, we got it. We just sit here, ease and zine, and just eat it up. But you'll sit here and die. You'll sit here and die. You got to keep working. You got to keep working. Every day, every year, look what he said, for the perfecting of the saints. Why do we need to be perfecting it? For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. That's you and I tonight. That's you and I. The body of Christ. Perfecting. That's you and I. What is ministry? What is my desire for ministry? And what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? Or to have a desire to draw closer to the Lord. Why? Because I want to perfect it. I want to perfect it. Brother Greg Rainey back here, I'll use him for example. He don't mind. That guy can play a guitar as good as I've ever heard. He really can. And this is just an example. He can play a guitar as good. Really, he can. And he knows it. He knows it. He's probably making money doing it. But I'm going to tell you something now. He didn't start out that way. Until I worked with him, it was awful. God, it's terrible. Yes, sir. But I'm sure, Greg, how many times do you think, man, I can't learn how to play this thing? I can't, man, my fingers hurt. I'm not doing, you know, I can't do it. But you know what he kept doing? He kept picking that thing up. He kept picking that thing up. And even when he said, man, I can't do it. I don't know where G, C, D flat. I don't know where all that is. And man, you know, all of a sudden he kept working at it. Kept working at it. And now he's a perfectionist. He's good. And that's the way our spiritual man ought to be. We're not perfect. None of us in here are. We all make mistakes. We all make blunders every day. That's why we have to repent and pray every day. But you know what we need to do? Is if I fall today, Peggy, I'm going to work better tomorrow. I'm going to try a little harder tomorrow because I want to perfect the work of the ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Robbie, where are you at? Come tonight. That's all I got. Amen. Message may have been short, may have been scattered. But for the work of the ministry, we would have a desire for the perfecting of the saints. Amen. Thank God. Will you stand with us tonight?